Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports and the world beyond. I'm your host, Norris Howard, joined alongside Jacob Brothers. Say hi.
Hello.
And we are joined by a very, very special guest today. We're joined by Jackie Lamb. She's the head esports coach of Minnesota State University, and we are very excited to have you on the show with us today. Welcome, Jackie.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so the first thing I want to ask is, you know, the Midwest is popping off a lot for esports. We're seeing schools like Akron and Ohio State and Northwood and Illinois Wesleyan and now Minnesota State University. Why do you think the Midwest has had such a huge boom of esports in the past couple years?
I think it's just finally made it to the Midwest. I think in the past couple years it's kind of been on either coast. And it's finally got enough popularity where the Midwest has really taken initiative to try and get esports varsity teams up and running because it is becoming more popular and it's just really booming.
Yeah, and talk about the Midwest. Sorry to cut you off, Norris. Midwest because your program is so new and you guys are working on your League of Legends team. Are there any schools in the region that is on your radar you think you'll be a competitor with or against?
Not at the moment. Our team is very new. We're hopefully going to sign them on October 30th, and we'll be participating in NACE events and a couple other ones, but right now we're very new.
Yeah, and you know, like, talk to us a little bit about the process of starting a team and building a team, because you guys are very new, which is why I'm happy that we're able to talk to you now, because a lot of times we have conversations with folks who are already established in their program or they've had a couple years to run their program. You know, talk to us a little bit about what it's been like to actually get this off the ground at Minnesota State.
Sure. It's been almost a two-year process now. I was a student there until this past May. I just graduated, and I've been working with Minnesota State and the RSO clubs. So they're basically our esports clubs, and we've been talking with how we need a training facility, an actual varsity esports program, because there are certain competitions that you can't compete in unless you have a sanctioned varsity program. So there's just a lot of conversations that happened, and right before COVID started in March, we were ready to get off the ground and submit our proposal, and then COVID happened, and so we've been sidetracked a little bit, but I'm glad this past fall we were able to announce that we're officially started and the school's backing everyone. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of COVID, because it's affected literally everyone on the planet, and hearing that you guys had a delay in what you had going on because of COVID, did you find it a lot easier to come back to the table and talk to university after, you know, essentially, you know, sports were a little bit in limbo, you know, people were unsure if they were going to be returning to campus? Were they a little bit more open to maybe giving you a little more than what you expected, or was it like the plan is the plan and let's just move forward?
I think they might have been a little bit more open just because a lot of recreational activities are put on hold right now. In esports, you can literally just stay at home. You don't have to go anywhere. There's basically no travel unless you hit a finals. And even then, it's not guaranteed because of COVID. But I think they were a little bit more interested in trying to get us off the ground
Yeah, you. One thing I wanted to talk to you about before we started talking, because you already touched on it, how you guys are involved with NACE. And NACE is an organization that I've seen the name of a lot, but haven't really seen like the groundwork of what they do. So what has it been like working with them as you've been developing the program?
They've been great. They have a lot of resources for first-time programs starting up as to how we can reach out to the clubs to get them more involved. They have spreadsheets for you to fill out and just really dig into what analytical data you need to pull from your player stats, what kind of terms that they should be signing on to. Just an enormous amount of resources for you.
Yeah, and you know, talking about that, one of the big things when you start a new program is choosing which esports that you're actually going to be playing. Which esports are Minnesota State going to be playing in the coming semester, and why did you guys choose those games?
Sure. So for our spring semester, we'll be having a League of Legends varsity team and a CSGO varsity team. Those happen to be our two biggest clubs at the university, so we were able to pull from our university students. We are still recruiting outside and trying to get people for fall and additional titles. But right now, that's where our game plan is.
It's really cool that you guys are using clubs from your school. I think it's a really cool thing that a lot of schools aren't doing.
Yeah, they've been a huge support for this program. Like, without them, I don't know if this would have gotten off this fast. 2 years is a long time, but at the same time, it's not. And without their support and pressure on the university, I don't know if we would have gotten here today without them.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the only way to do it, right? Is to take the community that already exists on the campus and, you know, build around that. You know, I think it's weird when schools try to sort of, I think, you know, jump too heavy into it or maybe pick some games that aren't necessarily popular on their campus. You know, I just think that's a little bit weird.
Yeah, we're trying to encourage anyone, if you're interested in any type of gaming, to register for our varsity team. And that way we can filter out to if you can just be with the club right now, because we're trying to grow the clubs at the same time. We definitely need their help moving forward, because you can only have so many people on a varsity team. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep involving as many students as we can.
Yeah. And so the last thing I want to ask you is, you know, what can more schools do in order to better support their esports programs? Because not just of COVID, seeing how, you know, sports can be put out of commission, but moving forward, a lot of people are wanting to invest more in the esports. How can universities help their clubs and help their students create a program that makes everybody happy?
Sure. We had an esports advisory committee that was made heavily of students. That spoke to the university administration. So the students are really the knowledge base and they know what's going on and they can help the university understand more. So we actually just offered two of our president's official liaison positions. So they can be the bridge between university and the clubs. And that way there's no confusion and we can all move forward and just really grow and evolve together.
See, I love that. The students are the knowledge base. Like, I think that is the first time I've ever heard that from an esports head coach. And to me, I don't understand why you don't hear that more. The last thing I want is 70-year-old dudes make a decision on what video games people need to be playing. I mean, it makes no sense.
Because I would love to be an expert at every game. I can't be. I have to be knowledgeable for all my players and games, but I'm relying heavily on our clubs and our students to really dive deep into the games and to know what strategy that they're going to be playing, and then I'm there as a backup resource.
Jackie Lamb, head esports coach out at Minnesota State University, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to you guys in all of your esports in the spring semester.
Thank you.